Almost as soon as abstraction was invented, artists experimented with making these new art forms move. By the 1920s, the first abstract films were realized. Curator Leah Dickerman.
Abstract film made its debut on May 3, 1925. This was the first ever group showing of avant-garde films and was advertised under the name of the Absolute Film. Two of the films that were shown were made by Hans Richter and Viking Egling, and both were animated. Richter shot paper rectangles and squares of different sizes, one image at a time, so that they would appear to shrink and disappear and shrink and swell. By using that rectangle as his key motif, he sets up an analogy between the film frame itself and with the space of the theater. So you see a small rectangle appear, enlarge, diminish, move across space and time, the same shape as the film frame itself. Viking Egling used decorative patterns that evoked Art Deco design. He made drawings of black lines against a white background, and then he too shot them one by one, gradually masking out parts of the form so they would appear to disappear, or gradually removing the mask so they would appear to develop over time. The title of his film was Diagonal Symphony, so you can see that the music analogy was very important to him in thinking about how an abstract film might work.
In these films, like so many other abstract works, there is a synthesis of different artistic disciplines.